right, so give us the background here. How does the government directly pay for retirement benefits of contractors?
Well, it's been in the cost accounting standards for many years. It's a legitimate business expense, according to the cost accounting standards. The problem is not necessarily covering those post-retirement benefits. It's the defined benefit plans in particular that has that have caused a lot of increased liability in payments over the last several years and vastly increased payments over the next 10 years, according to a Government Accountability Office report from last April. They said that the Department of Energy alone, which, of course, has a huge number of contractors, some 90% of its work is done through contractors, they could be on the hook for as much as $37 billion in pension, in particular defined benefit liabilities over the next 10 years, partly due to lower interest rates and the stock market and, of course, a larger number of retirees.
So, in other words, these companies are in the same position as many companies with a growing liability for defined benefit pension plans. The difference is they, in your view, have a piggy bank that happens to be the taxpayer and the federal government.
Well, it's the way it works and the way it has worked, and we're recommending that that they do what actually the Department of Energy recommended in 2006, which is in the future to only cover the reimbursement for defined contribution plans. It's very similar to what a lot of state and local governments are going through with their plans, and many companies have, of course, transitioned from defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans over the years because they themselves have seen this liability. Unfortunately, many of the larger contractors have not done it. Could be a number of reasons, but one might be because the government is reimbursing them for the shortfall in their benefit plans.
What exactly would it take for agencies to make this change?
It would have to be through the agencies themselves or through Congress. I imagine that this is the kind of action that would require congressional approval because I'm sure a lot of people will object to making this change as they did in 2006. There is a request from the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, Chairman Carl Levin and Ranking Member John McCain, to the GAO to examine the costs to the Department of Defense because those have never been calculated. So I think later this year there will be some more interest in moving ahead with this change. And as I said, it would simply be the government telling the contractors that they would only reimburse for defined contribution plans in the future. If the company wants to keep a defined benefit plan, that's great. But the government won't do it for new employees. They'll have to cover the existing contracts, of course. But for the future contracts, they will just change the way that they reimburse this benefit.
And can you put some numbers on it? What kind of dollar levels are we talking about here that the government is liable for now?
Well, in the report that we did, which is on our website, which is cagw.org, we calculated that the Department of Energy would have saved some $70 million since 2006 if they had implemented this plan. So it's tens of billions of dollars, could be more depending on what other agencies have in terms of these arrangements with contractors. We've also sent Freedom of Information Act requests to the 14 largest departments and agencies to ask them what whether they know how much is out there and whether they can let us know what those liabilities are.
Have you spoken with any agencies about this idea? Or?
Well, we've spoken with the Government Accountability Office on their report on the Department of Energy report from last April, and that really helped us kind of form the report that we put together, which we released a couple of weeks ago. So we have spoken with them. We know that some chief financial officers are not happy about this because it's an unfunded liability. It affects the program costs because the appropriations committees in the House and Senate don't always know how much they need to pay this obligation, which they have to do ahead of program costs. So in 2010, the Senate Appropriations Committee, Energy and Water Subcommittee, said, there's a $400 million liability we didn't know about. We've got to cut programs. So this has a direct impact on other activities of these agencies, and it's going to, the GAO said that in defense alone, I'm sorry, energy alone, I kept them mixed up this morning, energy alone, the cost will increase by 8 to 9% over the next 10 years, which is how you get up to about $37 billion in potential liability.
We're speaking with Tom Schatz. He is president of Citizens Against Government Waste.
And Mr. Schatz, what about contractors? Have you heard about the how this would affect them or talked to them at all about this?
No, I have not heard from them, and I haven't seen any comments. Now, the interesting issue here is that the reimbursement is calculated as profit for the companies. Again, that's the way the cost accounting standards work. So there might be an incentive, although we'd like to see a more detailed report, to maybe not necessarily fund the programs sufficiently or invest appropriately. Now, the companies make the investments in the markets or whatever they're doing for the pension plan. The taxpayers assume that risk if it doesn't go as planned. So the shortfall is what's really hurting the taxpayers right now, not necessarily the contractors or the pensions themselves. It's the problems in the market and the low interest rates and the number of retirees. It's a liability, like many others, for retirees. It's 10,000 baby boomers retire each day. It's just a strain on the system.
Now, in the 2012 Defense Authorization Bill, there was a big change on how contractors could be reimbursed for for executive salaries by the federal government. There was the limit stayed the same, but it applied to all of the employees, not just the top five executives. But that took an act of Congress. So it sounds like to change this accounting practice, you're really looking for some congressional flyover protection before they can change the rules.
It would have to be. As I said, Department of Energy tried this in 2006, didn't go anywhere. And since it does cover all contractors for all agencies and all the defined benefit plans, it would, in our view, have to be something that Congress would have to move forward on. And that's one of the reasons it was helpful to see a bipartisan effort to make this request to the GAO by Senators Levin and McCain. They seem very interested in trying to figure out what can be done, because we've got this massive reduction in the defense budget coming up next year. I think this is something they could look at and say we can save a couple of billion dollars, if that's the number. And this really wouldn't have any impact on our service servicemen and women around the country and around the world.
I'm a little surprised this originated on the Hill, considering all of the procurement changes in the past couple of years that have originated with the administration. Did they miss this one?
I don't know that it's necessarily something that would be on their radar screen. It was a little bit obscure. The interesting thing that we found is almost everyone we spoke to, other than the CFOs in the agencies, didn't even know this existed. And they didn't know about the Department of Energy effort to change the pension reimbursement. They didn't know even really about the GAO report from last April. Now, that did get picked up. There was an article in the New York Times by Gretchen Morgenson, who, of course, wrote this wonderful book about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that got some attention. And I think that's what galvanized a little bit more interest on the Hill this time around.
But it sounds like government-wide, the biggest area for savings would be not energy but defense, because they just spend so much more than energy on contracting.
Yes, that's true, and that's why we want to know what that figure would be and what their view is about how to move forward on this. As I said, I think defense would probably be happy that they could save some money by changing how these are all reimbursed. And by the way, I don't think the companies would be all that upset, because they themselves have this long-term liability if they continue to use defined benefit plans instead of defined contribution plans. They also have a kind of an uncertain amount that they have to set aside, as opposed to defined contribution, where that payment is made once into the fund for the individual employee, and then there's no additional payments in the future. That's why there's this whole fight over state and local governments with their pension plans, and why most companies, non-federal contractors, have gotten away from defined benefit plans. Even the auto companies are moving in that direction.
Now, you have requested information, Freedom of Information Act requests to a number of agencies, as you mentioned earlier. What, if anything, have you received back from them, and what do you plan to do with the information you get?
Well, it's a little too early. It's only a few weeks, so we will continue to update this report. When we get information from an agency, we will release it so that people will know. We'll obviously share it with everyone on Capitol Hill who's interested, and that'll be just a hopefully continual follow-up. On the other hand, we have some FOIA requests that have been around for 6 years, so hopefully the GAO will be a little more effective at getting the correct information, and we can get some hearings and move forward with some legislation that will hopefully resolve this and save taxpayers some money.